Welcome back to rural Queensland today. Well, we've seen the devastation that's taken place over in the Kimberleys and throughout the Northern Territory and Western Australia region. And rural aid have been paramount and at the forefront in many, many dire situations. Well, this is just another one, and they've once again stepped up. CEO of Rural Aid, John Walters, joins us this morning. The farmers have been set back for years. John, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. What a devastating vision that we've seen, and some of the destruction that's gone on up north and in the west is just unbelievable.
Yeah, morning, Dobbo. Absolutely. Look, I naively thought 2023 might be a year where we didn't have any disasters, and no sooner had that thought sort of entered my mind than the rain from ex-tropical cyclone Ellie started to fall up in the top end through the Territory, the Pilbara and the Kimberley. And a week later, the scenario, or what we were left with, was a devastating flood event that's really hit those pastoral stations up there very, very hard.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, isn't it? There's been devastation there. Now, you've joined forces with Kimberley Pilbara Cattlemen's Association, the KPCA, to create a fundraising drive for flood-affected graziers in Western Australia's Kimberley region. This is something that obviously is going to take a huge effort and a kickstart, but it's already had some support.
Yeah, no, look, we're really grateful that both Elders and Nutrien have jumped on board and each made $10,000 donations to kickstart the fundraising effort. And it's one of those unique parts of the world. I can't say that I've set foot on every hectare of that area, but I have been up into that Broome region, and it's just the vastness of it. And we're talking about huge, huge properties with massive land areas, big herds of cattle, obviously then stacks of infrastructure to support that. And what this flood has gone and done is wipe away so much of that. So big areas, big bills to get it going again. And that's fantastic to see these big donations to both Elders and Nutrien to launch the fundraising appeal.
So what do people need to do, John? Obviously, you've got a figure and you want to try and get people, but people listening to us through there, we've all been through trials and tribulations. But how do we go about donating?
Look, the best way is typically just to get in and do that through Rural Aid. There is a specific website, but it's a heck of a mouthful to manage that. So my recommendation is jump onto to the Rural Aid website. We can channel funds back through that same appeal to make sure they get to where they need to go to, and that way, Dobbo, we can really make it work. The alternative, of course, is to jump on and talk to the people at the Kimberley Pilbara Cattlemen's Association between them and Rural Aid, because we've joined up together to get this appeal organised.
Yep.
Both of us will make sure that those funds get to where they need to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that Rural Aid makes sure that their money is getting into the pockets of the people that need it. Some of these other events, they struggle, but what happens is it's very, very clear that it happens very easily. The money, you guys are the best at making sure that the money goes to where it needs to be.
Yeah, and something we're really, really proud of, and I guess I look at what occurred late last year. The big story, of course, was the sort of Christmas that so many families down through central west New South Wales and into Victoria, and then obviously as that floodwater made it towards South Australia, we're going to have because of the devastation that was in front of them. I'm really pleased to say that we've helped almost 500 families directly with financial assistance. We've been on the ground helping get fodder to many of those families as well. We delivered almost 700 tonnes of fodder back into there prior to Christmas. We've had our councillors really active through those regions, being on the ground where they can be, but also very active on the phones, just providing that emotional support as well. So, yeah, we're absolutely really pleased that when those funds do come in the door, we're able to get them out very quickly to those families that really need them.
Yeah, unbelievable. And this is the big thing as well. Challenges this year, obviously you guys are always looking at where the next disaster is or where you can maybe change things, and you've done it from cleaning up streets and putting competitions on, you know, trying to raise funds. Where have you guys identified 2023 looks like?
Look, if we sort of pay attention to the Bureau and we put some trust in the forecast that it's saying, it's telling us that looks like the La Nina weather events, which is sort of really associated with the wet weather we've seen over these last 3 years, that those the systems behind that is going to break down, and we're now going to see maybe a reoccurrence of El Nino. And El Nino typically is associated back with those drier conditions, and it's probably a word or two words that haunt a whole lot of families, because El Nino was really the driver of the drought that we had back in 2015 through to 2020. We certainly hope that we don't see a dry period of that magnitude, but we probably expect things will be a little bit drier than that they have been these last couple of years. I guess for us, a huge amount of our energy and effort is still going into supporting those families who've been impacted by these flood events, particularly in 2022. I know we're still out there around the northern rivers getting fodder to people. We've got our counsellors going into schools on the northern rivers to help support a lot of those kids that were traumatised by what they experienced, waking up in the middle of the night to be evacuated from a home where the water was rising really rapidly has really left a lasting impression on a lot of those kids. So our counsellors are working with the schools to get in and do that. We're really active again back through that central west region of northern New South Wales and down into Victoria and Dobbo. Look, these guys unfortunately have months and months and months of rebuild recover ahead of them, and the commitment we always make is that we'll stand with people for as long as they need us, and I really see that being the case. We'll be there for a whole lot longer, and I just hope that Mother Nature might be nice and generous to us all still, but just a little bit more gentle in the year ahead.
Yeah, I really hope you're right as well. John Walters, and people can go onto the it's Rural Aid website, and when they go there, they can see where the donations can be made through the website, and this is off the back of Rural Aid joining forces with Kimberley Pilbara Cattlemen's Association, the KPCA, to create a fundraising drive for the flood-affected graziers of the Western Australian Kimberley region. Appreciate your time this morning.
Wonderful, Dobbo. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk again. John Walters, very, very good human being, Rural Aid, and we all need to get behind that. We are affected all by it, and that's what we need to be united on. We'll take a break. Come back with more.